All right, everybody, it's the Working Fans Podcast, and we got a special guest today. Young lady's been wrestling for about 4 years, especially all around Florida. She's known as Quadzilla. This is T-Gaines. T-Gaines, how are you?
I am doing great. I am so excited to be here. I've been looking forward to it. You know, schedules are super crazy, so I am so excited to have this time to sit down and finally talk.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great to have you out here. Me and Joe have had the privilege of calling some of your matches for New Heights and stuff, so this is fun for us. Let's start before that, though. Let's get to the beginning here a little bit. Were you always a wrestling fan?
Yeah, I became a wrestling fan probably when I was around 12 years old. So I had a younger cousin who was diehard John Cena fan. And I always knew he liked wrestling, but I never watched it. And it wasn't until we had a sleepover and he threw wrestling on for dinner. So I'm like, all right. And I'm just casually watching it. And then it's funny because the person that comes across the screen, I'm like, oh my gosh, is Sting. And it's black and white Sting. That's the version. And he comes across and I'm like, who is that? And my cousin looked at me, and I'll never forget this look. I tell it to everybody. He looked at me like I had like maybe one brain cell that was barely working, not at full capacity. He's like, that is Sting. How do you not know who this man is? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, all right, I'm going to tell you about everybody. And we literally stayed up all night. He's going down all the wrestlers, talking about this is the good guy, this is the bad guy. We like him. We don't like this guy. And I'm like, okay. I'm like peeling back the layers. I'm like, this is kind of cool. And I had him write down the TV channels that Raw, SmackDown, Main Event, all that stuff went on, because I'm like, I'll go home and watch it. So I get home and I start watching it, and I just become obsessed with it. I'm like, it's funny because people say, why do you love something? But with wrestling, it's hard for me to really string the words together to say specifically like why. It's more of like a feeling. That's just hard to put into words. I was just obsessed with it. I always wanted to watch it. I just loved the way that it made me feel excited and all those sort of things. And I tried to get my dad invested in it. And I'm like 12, and I asked him to watch wrestling with me, and he tells me flat out no. Because when he watched wrestling, he knew it as the Attitude Era. Right. So like the girl's not wearing much, all this different stuff. And he's like, I can't watch this with my 12-year-old daughter. And I'm like, it's not like that anymore. Just watch it. And I got him to start watching, and he absolutely fell in love with it. And wrestling became mine and my dad's bonding thing. Me and my dad always had a great relationship, but like him and my brother had video games to bond over, and then wrestling became our thing. So it just grew into like a whole family affair, and my dad started taking me to NXT shows. And at this time, NXT, the logo was black and gold, and they were traveling to all these small towns near us. So my dad probably took me to like 20 something NXT shows. I have so many pictures and stories I love to share with people, like meeting Charlotte in a bathroom and taking a selfie. And we became going so regularly that the wrestlers started remembering me and my dad. And so it started when I was 12, and it really grew when I got my dad invested, because him being a father, he wanted to then invest in what my passion was. And so he started taking me to wrestling shows and all of this stuff, and it just started growing and growing.
That is really awesome. Now, did you ever run into Izzy down there, the super fan from Bailey?
I didn't, which is so funny, because at this time NXT, I mean, they had Sasha, Bailey, Charlotte, and Becky was the top women running through NXT at this time. And I never ran into her.
I was just wondering, because that's the time period. That's what I was thinking, was that's the same time period. And here she is wrestling now, chasing her dream. You're out here wrestling, chasing your dream. So it's kind of funny. Even as you were telling that story originally, I was thinking, I'm like, that time period where women were involved in wrestling, it's like right about to blow up again. Like it wasn't like right. Initially, but it was like almost literally within that year, it's going to start to blow up again.
Yeah.
Good for you. It's a lot of great memories. Me, I used to watch with my mom. I get it. You know, there's so many, those people that have that bond, I think, to share when we meet other people that like this. You know, it's like, oh, you like it too. All right, great. Let's talk, you know, and not the casual way, but like the nerd out way. Like, oh, you know, Cody Rhodes was, yes. Okay. You know,
and even like people at church. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was saying like people that we went to church with that we didn't know were wrestling fans. And once we found out they were, when it was pay-per-view time, we would have all these people come over to our house and we'd watch pay-per-views. And I had this really big whiteboard and I would write out all the matches. We'd write out like whose picks is for who to win. And like whoever had the most got, I tried to find some kind of wrestling merch, and the winner of the night got like this merch. So it's definitely like a whole community in itself. Once you find your people that also enjoy wrestling, it's like an instant bond.
I was like a little promoter. You're a hitting out merch. Right, that's pretty good. All right, you love this thing. You're with it with your dad. When does like the light in your head go, okay, I'm gonna try to go to wrestling school? And how do you begin to break in?
Yeah, so since I knew as a kid I wanted to be a wrestler, it was kind of like the key dream that I had, but it was like on the back burner since I'm a kid. Like I'm going through like middle school and that stuff, always have this dream and stuff. But like at that point in time, like I couldn't do like anything with it yet, in a sense. It was planted in my mind, couldn't do anything with it yet. So I'm growing up, and then I actually am in gym class, and I'm in 7th grade, and I'm like, I loved activities and stuff like that. So I'm like the top kid in the class. I love doing all of it. And my PE coach came up to me and he told me I had like good form with different stuff. And he asked me if I ever thought about weightlifting. And I told him no, but he introduced me to the weightlifting coach, and me and him hit it off. He's a phenomenal coach. And so I started like working out hard when I was 13, so in like 7th grade. And so I honestly didn't stick with it at the beginning. I think it was one of those things where it's a difference when something is your hobby and then like when it becomes like your life. So at that point, it was just a hobby. I was in and out of it. And I did some weightlifting meets. Like I showed up, I did whatever. It wasn't like die hard in me. And I remember my dad telling me when I came home that I couldn't straddle the fence. And I either had to be in it or get out of it. If I'm not going to pour everything in it, just forget about it. So I was like, okay, I started getting more serious about it, but it didn't really click until my junior year. I went to state and I placed 7th, and I thanked my coach for everything he did for me, but I said, I'm not going to know what 7th place feels like again. And my senior year, I became a state champion in weightlifting. So that really launched my athletic career. And I really feel like once I did go to wrestling school, having that background helped me a lot. So senior year, I won state. I graduated my CNA because my parents told me that if I become a wrestler, I got to have a backup plan. They were in full support, but I could wrestle till I absolutely can't go no more, or I can go and I can get a career-ending injury tomorrow. Like, who knows? So always good to have a backup plan. So I graduated high school, had my CNA. It's the whole freedom is sitting in, like, what path am I going to go? I always knew I wanted to be a wrestler, but right after graduation, my weightlifting coach told me, hey, there's a powerlifting meet in Orlando. I want to take you and some other girls to it. So I'm like, okay. I go to the powerlifting meet, and the numbers that I put up, I automatically qualify to be sent to nationals. So I'm getting ready to go to nationals. The plane tickets and all that stuff is there. But I noticed in myself, I started withdrawing a lot from the powerlifting, like workouts and training and stuff. And I was really just disconnecting. And I just had like a good bit of weeks where I just knew I wasn't myself. And it wasn't until I watched Fighting With My Family, which is, you know, starring Paige Saraya, and I absolutely loved her. But we watched that movie together, and I went in my room and I grabbed my toy wrestling belt and I just cried. And my dad came in and was like, what's wrong? And I just said, I know I never wanted to set out and be this big powerlifter. I wanted to be a wrestler. And he's like, so what are you saying? Because he done bought the plane tickets. I'm supposed to be at nationals. And I was like, I don't want to go to the nationals. I want to go to wrestling school. And he never criticized. I don't know if he ever got a refund for any of that, but he gave me no slack about it. He was like, all right, let's do some research. And I found Flatbacks, and that's trained by Sean Spears and Tyler Breeze. to wrestlers that I watched, you know, growing up. And so I was like, this just felt so perfect. And I was like, okay, I applied. They sent me back all the information and everything. And I saw where it was located at. And so now it's like, where am I going to live for 8 weeks? How am I going to work out all these details? And we had a family friend that literally lives like 30 minutes from where the school is at. And so I was like, hey, I know it's a big thing to ask, but, you know, can I live with you guys for 8 weeks? And they've known me since I was a baby. And so they're like, oh, yeah, come on. So like little things back to back to back just seemed to stack in perfect place for me to go to Flatbacks and start pursuing this dream.
Yeah, that's incredible. Hats off to your dad, first off, too. That's a super, super thing. Yeah. So it's like I'm doing the math in my head and you're getting a lot of breaks here. But you said you've been a wrestler for about 4 years. So it's 2024 now. That means around the time you started, the pandemic was either going on or about to hit.
Oh, yeah.
What is happening at that point with you?
I know, because my course, it started in October and is an 8-week course. So that was in 2019. So being like freshly put out, it was definitely a whirlwind. And it was really weird because you had some places that were running, some places weren't. Different places said that like there was going to be like no merch tables. We can't high five the fans. We can't interact with them. We can't be close to them at all. It was so weird. And like being new and like wanting like to start like doing shows and having all these different like obstacles that you didn't think about before. It definitely put like a strain. I know that COVID put a hurting on some promotions, and I feel like most promotions that stopped running, I feel like they have opened back up, but there may be one or two that just took a hard hit and couldn't pick back up. But everyone had their strains and stresses during COVID, but it was definitely a while.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'm like, on one hand, obviously you get in this profession and we don't know what the hell is happening now. Like, is everything going to shut down, right? Is this dream, you know, is life just changing as we know it? On the other hand, you're brand new and in a weird way, like veterans are, everybody's going through this weird shit together at the same time. So, you know, kind of like nobody's got that much you know, we're all kind of in this together. So I guess there is like that going for you at least.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely weird turning on the TV and, you know, there's no one in the stands and stuff. And it was like really sad. And I feel like it really, because people think of like, you know, the COVID time period and how physically it impacted the people. But I feel like you're also really impacted them emotionally. Sure. And not just in wrestling, but like all these other sports where people aren't being able to go out and enjoy and be with like their people and their bond, like all these wrestling fans that bond with other wrestling fans. And I say it like a lot to other wrestlers, and we realize the true power that we have in what we do. We go out to the ring, we put smiles on people's faces, we give them hope and all this stuff, and not being able to have that connection anymore. And some people, wrestling is all they have. It's all they look forward to. They love going to these shows every single month. They count on it. They're going to show up for something to hit like that. It's definitely an emotional whirlwind for everybody.
You know, again, talking about this women's wrestling in general a bit too. Obviously, that was a rough time period, even as a fan. You know, it was not a great stuff, but I will say I remember two people that really stuck out right away were Bailey and Sasha. Like when they were on your TV, they knew how to like insult Michael Cole, or they would just be extra loud and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Like, you know, that's a way to stick out. That's super, you know. And yeah, I guess it's very fascinating. Again, I guess just thinking about the growth of women's wrestling from when you were watching and here you are now. Have you got to step in the ring with any women that you ever saw on TV or anything, or any women that maybe you started to really, you know, get behind? Or who's been like, you'd say, your biggest kind of mark out moment maybe?
So it's actually really funny, and that's a cool thing about Flatbacks, is because, you know, you have Spears and Breezes coaches, but they always have different people popping in that you don't expect. And I remember Alexa Bliss came by and I got to work with her. Bailey did show up. I got to do a lot of ring work with Bailey. Britt Baker with AEW, she came in. So those are some awesome ladies that I got to train with. And I have been, and probably my like mark out moment, just because I loved Paige, Saraya, I looked up to her when I was at NXT shows, and she just seemed to embody everything that me as a young girl wanted to be. Because, like, even coming to wrestling and being, like, really new and not really understanding, like, the stories, like, the characters that different people play and stuff. And when she came out and hearing the fans' reaction to her without me knowing, is like, I knew that this woman was someone that people paid attention to. Like, she has something. And I've got to see her. I've been an extra doing backstage stuff for AEW a couple times. And just, like, the little things, like, we just bumped each other on accident. And she's complimenting me on my look and all this different stuff. And I'm like, okay. Which, you know, at wrestling school, like, they teach us, like, we're all fans. Everybody's a fan, no matter whatever. We're all fans. But we were taught, you know, like, the etiquette, you know, that these people, you know, are coworkers, technically, you know. So always, like, you know, be respectful and all those different things. But I was definitely having my, oh, my goodness moment. And it's crazy because I remember when, you know, she was injured and she it wasn't known if she was going to come back to the ring or not. And I remember being a kid. I'm like, oh, I hope I get to wrestle her one day. And when that happened, I was crushed. And now that she's back, I'm like, the hope is still there. There's still a chance.
Absolutely. Still early in your career. What are some things do you think you do, like, maybe to try to stick out when you're out there with, you know, your presentation, who you are? What are some things you think you got? You try to go, okay, this is my strong suit, right?
Definitely from the very beginning, I knew that I would have to stick out to make it because I would watch shows like Tough Enough, like NXT, like seeing all these girls and their journeys. And like my dad also telling me, you know, like not everybody, if anybody can do this, everybody would be. But there's a reason why there's the people that make it and all these different things. And I would like say to myself, like, there's probably thousands and thousands of pretty blonde girls that's trying to do this. So I'm like, what can I do to stick out? And my character has been the same since I very first started. And it really stemmed. It's funny because people step into different characters that's not normally them. And for me, my character really sticks to who I truly am. And so when I first started working out as a kid, my first body part to respond were my quads, and they just like blew up like balloons. And I loved the squats. I loved clean and jerks. I loved everything surrounded by legs. And one of my other coaches nicknamed me Quadzilla. He said it one day, and I was like, I like how that sounds. Well, I'll stick with it. Back in like middle school. And my real name is Taylor Gainey. And so my other coach called me T-Gain. So I was like, okay. So when I stepped into wrestling, I done grew a lot of attention through weightlifting because coming from a small town, when I won state, you know, there's a lot of spotlight. So people were already kind of knowing me as T-Gain. So when I started to think about, okay, what's my character going to be? I was like, I'll stick with the Quadzilla and I'll throw a Z on the end and be T-Gains. So as I'm in wrestling school, I'm trying to think of different things to set myself apart. And I'm just going through different moves and stuff like that. And I was like, what if I literally pick people up and squat them? It's like, no one else is doing this. No one else has a name like this. No one is doing this. So let me do it and see if it sticks. And people were shocked and was like, oh my gosh, like you haven't seen this. And it's I love my character. It's generally me. And there's been so many different things I've been able to do with it. I started implicating measuring tape and measuring my quads. I got different t-shirts that say like fueled quads with like a donut on it. There's so many off the wall things. And that's what I tell people with like characters, like nothing is too crazy. Like if you look over the history of wrestling, nothing is too out there. Like, don't be afraid to do something, even if you think to yourself, oh, it's stupid. Like, half the guys probably think their own stuff is stupid, but it's working. It's over. The fans love it. And so I love the Quadzilla T-Gains. In the camo stem from being on a farm, my gear is camo. So literally everything so far in my 4 years has genuinely been me, my life that I've now brought into a wrestling ring.
I think you got to be able to laugh at yourself once in a while too, and just not take it too seriously. I'd imagine that's a big advantage. I'll joke around. I know personally, like I'll do like a content for our YouTube channel and I'll ask fan something about that. And I'll finish it off with, let me know in the comments. And then as soon as I finish recording, I'm like, in the comments. I'm like, shut up. You sound so stupid. But, you know, I don't care. I'm going to put it out there anyway. But you know what I mean? You got to just kind of laugh and just go with it. I think that's a real key to be successful. You know, I think, again, I think it's a definitely, I don't know about now. I think we're changing for the better, and I hope. But I definitely feel like it's been tougher for women in general to break into the business sometime. Obviously, I think you got in at a decent time because so many women were starting to kick off, like Bailey, Charlotte, like you said, Sasha. Have you had any issues with like male fans sometimes, whether it's social media? And if so, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, there's been some random DMs that are kind of like, and like me, like I love my fans and a great thing. Like I remember being a kid and getting to talk with like Charlotte, taking the time to talk with me, to let me hold their belt and stuff like that. And I always value those moments. So I like to make those moments now that I'm the wrestler to like these fans and stuff. Cause even like now, I mean, you know, maybe I can make it to WWE and see Charlotte, but if it never happens again, think about like this woman I used to sit and have conversations with when she was, you know, at the lower level. Now she's blowing up. Who knows when it happens? So that's why I love when fans are like support indie wrestling, because the people you see every single month in person, you may not get that opportunity again. So I do get some, you know, random, you know, DMs and stuff. And me, I'm good like of just not responding or something like that. In person, you know, I feel like promotions that I work for do a very good job. Like at security, I always feel safe. There may be like a straggler here and there or stuff that I really haven't had like a lot of incidents where like I was in like a real bad situation. Every now and then there'd be one or two things. If I just make one comment to the promoter, like, hey, this fan, it's like taken care of. So thankfully, I'm sure at even the bigger scales, because the bigger your platform is, you know, the more people, the more voices, the more da-da-da, I'm sure it'll like grow more. But for right now, luckily, I haven't had anything super serious happen.
That's good. No, I think you're right. Just ignore it. A lot of times with social media, and hopefully security is top notch as always. You're always going to have, like you said, that one crazy thing that's going to happen. You never know. Yeah, no, that's good. Now you're 4 years in, like we said, so you're still new, but sometimes, like I know from calling matches, Kelly Clark has been on shows and he's a young guy. Like, do you find yourself having to be the mentor sometimes, or, you know, like you're giving out advice once in a while, despite being new?
Yeah, that's really cool. Me and Kelly, we talk every single day. We talk and we're constantly sharing stuff with each other. We're asking each other for advice, like, hey, do you think this looks good? Do you think that? Da, da, da. And I definitely feel like you should never stop learning or growing. And that goes for like anything. It's great to always have the mindset of, even no matter how many years you've been in this, you could still learn something new. And yeah, it's cool because there's things that maybe he skipped or missed or could be better or like polished, and I can give him that insight. And then there's stuff on my side that something, even like critiquing matches, something that I didn't catch or could be better or like cleaner, he'd be like, hey, da da da. So I definitely love the connection, the friendship that we have. He's awesome. He's doing really great. And so we're constantly always trying to help and uplift each other.
We're going to take a little detour here. I got a couple quick questions for you that are outside of wrestling. We like to do this once in a while, get people to kind of know other stuff outside. What is your favorite comfort food?
Comfort food. I love probably pasta. Yeah. I love all kinds of pasta. That's a good go-to.
Favorite music? Maybe something you listen to before a match or just something you go to?
So probably my favorite person I listen to all time is probably two. And people laugh at it all the time because don't ask me any current music because I'm not going to know it. Because I literally stay with Elvis, Frank Sinatra, Johnny Cash. Like that is my go-to. If you hand me the ox, it's going to be Elvis.
Nice. That's incredible. I would not expect that. I'm feeling like that had to come from maybe mom or dad. Somebody would got you into this, or
yeah, I don't know, because like they, mom and dad, they really listen to anything. Oh. And it's funny because sometimes I'll be like, hey, do you know this song? And it'll be like an older song, and they're like, no. And I'm like, how do you not know this? And I know this.
Right. Because when you said that, I was doing it in my head. Like, if he was a fan of the Attitude Era, like Elvis was clearly before his time too. So I don't know. Yeah. Definitely, you just looked up some stuff and you found what you were into. That's cool, though. Favorite movie or TV show? Or you can answer both.
Oh, goodness. Probably TV show. I don't watch a ton of movies, but I know my all-time favorite TV show is Breaking Bad.
Very good. Very good. Breaking Bad. I have watched some of the... Listen, I got a friend. Actually, we talked about this off air, who lives in a rural farm area, I was saying. And he loves it. He goes on about it, and I keep watching. But I am so busy these days. And there's, what, 7 seasons?
Yeah, it was... I think it's maybe 5. But it is okay. Good. And I love it so much. And getting into wrestling... Because when I started wrestling school, they're like, everything, you know, good guy, bad guy, plot, all that stuff. Yeah. And he was like, even look at movies and see who's the heel, who's the baby, and da-da-da. And so Breaking Bad, phenomenal, absolutely loved it. And now I'm in wrestling, I'm so invested in, like, psychology and long-term storytelling and character development. And anytime someone asks about, like, character development, stuff like that, I'm like, go watch Breaking Bad. And they're like, but what wrestling match? I'm like, watch Breaking Bad. It is so perfectly written from season 1 to season 5. It's so great.
I often think that too, like when you're thinking of characters like a pro wrestler, like you don't have to pull from other pro wrestlers. Sure, look at some of the greats, like LA Knight clearly pulled from Stone Cold and The Rock, and he's doing his own thing and it's awesome. But you know, you can pull from MMA, you can pull from boxing, movies, like you said. There's like, you know, there's so many different people you can pull from and make it your own, obviously, too. That's the big key, I would believe. But yeah, it is interesting you said that, because at some point that clicked for me, too, where I started watching movies and I'm like, ah, that was Bayface here. Oh, Bayface making a comeback. Or, oh, it's a turn. It's a, you know what I mean? Like, this is pro wrestling. Like, pro wrestling is life. And it goes deeper. You start watching politics, and I don't even want to get into it, but you see like some of the stuff that goes on, like, oh, that's a soundbite. That's a character. You know? You're like, okay. Oh, some of the fans are taking it seriously. You know, it's like, yeah, it's... So this has been a real joy. I actually really enjoyed this a lot. I kind of got away from a lot of my standard stuff here, but I guess what I'll ask you before we wrap this up, 2 more things. Basically, what are your goals for now, this year, let's say?
I would say is to travel a lot more. I've done a lot of shows in the Panhandle area, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia. I'm definitely wanting to branch out even further. And I have some opportunities. There's great places in Texas. Texas has a bunch of wrestling places. I know I want to go to Texas. I love to wrestle in New York. I had a place message me about Wisconsin. So I'm like, no place is too far. I'm ready to travel, experience all these new places, and really grow my fan base, because that's a great thing. Is I wrestled for the first time in Louisiana for Pro Wrestling 225 last week, and then I show up there and I get all these new fans and all these new followers. So I'm really wanting to expand my fan base.
Okay. I want to talk to you after the show too. I know somebody in Texas area, so I will see if you know him. If you don't, I will give you that contact. Anything you want to promote you got coming up, whether or just your social media even. Go right ahead.
Oh yeah. I know that tomorrow, the next day actually, I'm traveling to Panama City for the Guardians Legacy. And right now I'm really booked every weekend for the next 3 months. I believe I have openings for shows starting back in June. So I'm very excited. And for all of those, my social media, Instagram is T_Gaines. And my Facebook is just T_Gaines. And on there, I post all the posters of every show I'm going to be on. So that's the best way to figure out where I'm going to be at.
Awesome. T_Gaines, again, it's been a